friends. Hey there, and welcome to the Spooky Chris podcast. My name is Chris Ringler. I'm the aforementioned Spooky Chris. Thanks for listening. You can catch all my stuff at SpookyChris.com. You can get all my blogs and all my podcasts and all that good stuff. So, hey, how are you? I had written a blog, I don't know, a couple months ago-ish, and I kind of wanted to dive into it more, the idea of physical media. And that the blog, I talked kind of broadly about my experience working in a bookstore and kind of just the preservation of records and books and movies and all this stuff. I wanted to hone in on movies specifically right now. You know, if you follow any geek blogs or some of, you know, the mutterings out there, you'll see there's definitely a more chatter about investing, as it were, in physical media, and with good reason, frankly. And I don't mean investing as in it's a long-term investment you'll make profits on per se. It's more of an investment in yourself and in your love. I'm gonna come at this as a movie geek and just as someone that's passionate about movies. It's interesting because as this is kind of a call for folks to, a warning almost to collect physical media and support physical media while we can. The resurgence of VHS, and you know, if you are into movies, Quentin Tarantino has a podcast with Roger Avery and his daughter, that is really good, and it's video archives, and they talk about Tarantino's collection of VHS from the video store that he and Avery worked at, and they just basically they talk about movies that are on VHS. But it's interesting because VHS, and this is not a brand new thing, because, you know, since we were doing conventions for years, we had a vendor that's kind of gotten bigger, Video Massacre, who they had done one or two of our shows, and they've started putting up more and more stuff. But they had had, they were kind of on that, I hate to say lo-fi, but like, you know, the VHS kind of thing. And you saw folks, you know, you were starting to see bands put out cassette tapes. And now you're starting to see movies get VHS releases. And I mean, let's be honest. Like, a lot of that is the kind of kitschy memory part. You know, I grew up in the VHS era. You know, I'll always love that era, but I want the ideal version of the movies, so I don't really cling to VHS. But I understand it's the analog aspect of it. It's the and there is something to be said about a focus on the movie and not like the extras, or, you know, it's truly you're diving into this is what this is. No fluff, no filler. You know, I don't know if you can, again, say you're necessarily appreciating the fullness of a film, because there's, you know, certain things you do lose. You know, a well-done VHS copy of a film can, you know, be still, I mean, you're still absorbing a movie, and in the end, a movie's a movie. Again, it gets down to the core of, like, what do we love these things for? And if your connection to them, if your, what you enjoy out of it is that analog, and again, well, you know, it's analog. That analog aspect, that aspect of, you know, a cart, you know, a video cassette in a machine playing and you gotta rewind and all that stuff, then great. For me, like I said, you know, and I've talked about it before, I'm not gonna go on ad infinitum about it, but, you know, I grew up in the VHS era, and I you know, I've gone along, I dragged my feet on Blu-ray. dragged them for a while because it was, you know, Blu-ray and HD DVD started to really kind of fight it out. And I don't know, for those who may not know, you know, DVD was well established and they were pushing as TVs got bigger and better quality and better resolution. They were pushing for a better standard for movies than just, you know, for high def movies, you know, more than a DVD could offer. And so, you know, Blu-rays came out and HD DVDs, or, you know, it's been, and it's funny, it hasn't been that long, but there was an alternative, I keep saying HD DVDs, but it was HD, whatever, this other format. And they were kind of going at it head to head, kind of like when VHS came out, was VHS and Beta. Beta was considered a better format, but it just didn't win. This other alternative was considered a better quality format, but it didn't have the support, and it fell away, and Blu-ray won. So I dragged my feet for as long as I could because I didn't want to invest the money into a player for another format. I had all these DVDs, you know. So I dragged my feet. I had gone long for VHS and Laserdisc I was into and DVDs, and I just don't want to keep chasing. And, you know, I say that now that we're into 4K and with talks of, oh, you know, 8K, but, you know, I don't know that we'll ever see that just because everything is going to streaming. But there really is, you know, if you are a fan of anything, and again, like I said this in the blog, I've said this on here, I've said it in a podcast, my advice is to always, stuff you love, stuff close to your heart, like, don't make yourself broke going after 18 different copies of Evil Dead 2, we'll say. Like, if you're happy with whatever you have, be happy. But if you want, like, if there isn't the idealized version of what you have, what they've put out, and it's affordable to you, and it means that much to you, I'd say get it. This is not to say the bougie, like, oh, it's got a different cover and it's a colored vinyl, blah, blah, blah kind of version of a record. But like the ideal, like, this is the best grain, this is the best sound, this is like a perfect master, and that album means something to you, get it. If there's a movie that has come out in a version that, like, whatever that version is, 4K, Blu-ray, VHS, whatever, and that is your ideal, get it. Because the fact is that even now with Paramount talking to Warner Brothers about a merger, the dream, and it's a dream, much like AI, this dream that, oh gosh, things are going to get easier and they're going to get better and everything's going to be fantastic, and it never works that way. This ideal never works. It never happens. It always can be like the, hey, it's going to make jobs better and easier, and it's going to open up the gates for more of these jobs, but it never does, because people with the money want to spend less of it. They want to hold on to more of it. So where the streamers came and it was like, oh my God, we have all this opportunity. We can have movies and television at our fingertips. It's going to be amazing. You can be in your car, on your phone, you can watch a movie, whatever. All of these places like Warner Brothers and all of these studios have so much in their archives. Disney, for goodness sake, so much stuff. They're going to release it and we can see it, and they don't. And, oh, you know, we may someday. Oh, we want to remaster. No, they want to control it. They have a bunch of analysts and they look through stuff and it's like, okay, so there's this much interest, there's this much that. It would cost X. Well, what are we going to make off of it? Well, this. Well, that's not enough to warrant spending X. So, you know, skip it. And unfortunately, we're in, you know, money is always the ruler of all this stuff. But like, once in a while, you would come across idealists and people that believed in something greater than, you know, along with money. Money's great, but like would believe in something else, like the art or the history or something. And they're not around anymore. Right now, it is, they're money people. They don't care about this stuff. They don't care about movies. They care about having money, going on their jets, going on their yachts, going into their mansions, and they'll put on something in the background, and maybe they'll watch a movie once in a while, but they don't care. That movie from the 70s that a bunch of geeks like, because it's the first blah, blah, blah of whatever, they don't care. Is it going to make them a ton of money? Great. They care a ton. Is it just a cult, like, curiosity? Who cares? And so this dream never happened. And it's funny because it could. They could open up, like, the vault, and you could put it all out. And to me, content's king. Like, that makes me want to stay loyal to you. Like, you offer all this great stuff. Amazing. I'm in. But as we've seen this year, this has been the year of write-offs. And because the taxes are the way they are, and rich people are the way they are, and companies are the way they are, they would rather shelve something that cost hundreds of hours and passion and time and effort and, you know, a couple hundred million to save, you know, essentially pennies on the dollar because of their poor investments. And so, you know, back in the day, once upon a time, and, you know, so none of this is new either. Classically, the Universal movie, The Mummy. There'd been a big subplot with the actress in it, and it had been cut and burned and lost because the producer had been involved with her and they didn't work out, and he was mad and did that. You look at a movie like The Magnificent Ambersons, like, footage lost forever. So we'll never see the whole version of that. London After Midnight, gone. All of these movies, and this is not even like the shot on video by a dude with his friends. These are Hollywood movies. These are big movies. And people were just kind of made arbitrary decisions like, nah, we're good. And that's happening again. Whereas you could have had streamers that you could have a streamer that's just television stuff. Or a quote-unquote streaming channel that's television stuff. And they could charge $3 a month. Charge $5 a month. Whatever. You can keep these affordable. Because that's just, but the thing is they don't want to pay royalties. They don't want to pay the royalties to all the people that they're showing the shows for. You know, that we're in. They would, you know, and they'd rather invest in these gigantic $100 million, $200 million new IPs that then they can make, you know, games and spinoffs and, you know, what you do with IPs. But they own it wholly and they control it. And it probably won't come out on physical media. It's just going to be on that because you have to be on that stream to watch it. And it stinks. Because we're gating off so much content. Like, again, you could have something where, you could have something where you have old TV shows. You could have something where old movies, you know, like a TCM. You could do all of these things and they don't want to. And, you know, there are people that would pay for it. They would pay for a TCM type of streamer that you could watch old movies anytime. People would pay for it. Like, look at the Criterion Channel. Like, there's stuff people will pay for. And the problem is that there are so many streamers, and it's not making it easier. And everyone else is like, you know, you have Amazon's going to throw in commercials now because you pay all that money. But, ooh, we dropped $1 billion to get Lord of the Rings. So we need to make more, you know, and that's not doing as well as we hoped. We need to make more money. We're going to throw commercials in. Ooh, but $3 a month. No commercials, buddy. Like, you're not paying enough. So it's like you pay. It's one of those things like, oh, hey, it's $100 for this. Great, great, great. Yep, it's just $100. Ooh. But yeah, there's like an extra $20 charge. Why? What for? Well, it doesn't include this. And that's what we're receiving. You know, you can get Netflix, but oh, if you want no commercials, if you want 4K, if you want this and that, it's an upcharge. You know, all of them are nickel and diming. And I love streaming. It's great because I have a kid and it's fantastic for her. It's convenient. It's nice. It's nice to sit down and not think about it and put on a streamer and like, cool, I want to watch that. But the fact is that our beloved stuff, like our, especially the geek stuff, the niche stuff, is going to disappear. And with the companies that are out there, some of them are only producing like small numbers of this stuff. So you're not going to have the opportunity to see it. Because, you know, it's selling out, or it's a bougie edition that you can't afford or don't want to afford. And you have to hope that they'll put a simplified one out just so you can have the freaking movie. So it's tough. It's tough right now to be a fan and to be a, you know, to be a geek and a collector. Because, you know, and this is not about a hoarding thing. Like, you know, it's not about, like, buy everything you see. It's getting my, I just get the stuff you love, man. Because a day's coming. And again, I've said all of these things. None of this is new. But a day's coming when it's not going to be available. When you're going to be like, oh, I want to watch Ghostbusters. Oh, it's only on the, I forget who the heck put it, Columbia. So I can't remember who owns Columbia. But it's only on this one streamer. And they don't license it out. Because they've decided that IP is so valuable, you have to become a member. You know, it's weird to me. And it tells you something that Warner Brothers has started to license out their DC stuff. Because, like, man, like, although the Batman movies, you know, even the crummy ones still all have a place in people's minds, and they're just kind of renting them out. It's weird. I don't know, whatever. But I just wouldn't trust that stuff's not going to disappear. Like, no one's going to put on, do you ever see Wicker Man on TV? You'll see it on TCM. That's it. When TCM's gone and you know they're going to get rid of it, where are you going to find it if you don't own it? Maybe you can find it on, you know, Amazon to rent, as long as whatever company decides they want to do it that way. Because, you know, whoever owns it could one day be like, it's just not making enough money for us to bother with this anymore. Like, we're good. Kind of like TVs stop being able to have streaming, you know, like Amazon apps and all the apps on them stop working eventually when the TV's old enough, because they're just like, we don't want to pay the money to support it anymore. You're going to see that. You don't see, you know, really the Evil Dead movies on TV. Once, very infrequently. I remember catching, like, during Halloween, one of the stars or something. But generally speaking, those aren't things you see on TV. Like, there's a bunch of stuff when you sit and think of it. Like, holy cow, Cemetery Man. You're not going to find that on TV. So either if you have the DVD, or if you're going to try to get the new 4K that's coming out, you know, you have to, like, get that. Or you're kind of out in the cold. And this isn't alarmist. I don't mean this as a, like, buy it now or it's going to sell out and you'll never, ever be able to see it again. It's just a weird feeling, knowing that there's a bunch of content that will start being gated off and start kind of disappearing. And in an era where we have you know, access to the internet, we can contact people across the world. Knowledge is at our fingertips. We could have everything on a streamer. We have so much ability, and we're gating everything off, and we're basically destroying art and content because it's a good write-off. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. It blows a mind. But that's the world we live in. And the only thing you can do is cling to what you love. My wife and I watched Leave the World Behind recently. Good movie. But one of the interesting things in it is it deals with kind of part of what it deals with is a blackout, essentially, is a national blackout. And you see someone and they come across a place that has generator power and they have physical media. And it's funny to think of that, but that's a thing where, if something ever happens, if there's a power outage, we're not going to go like crazy, like, oh, the end of the world. Like, and you have a generator, you have something to run things, you can play a movie. And that's awesome. That's powerful. Like, you could watch a show. And yeah, you could use the digital download until the companies decide that like that's not available anymore. PlayStation was just threatening that with content people had bought from Discovery, like their licensing had run out, and that you were going to lose access to stuff you had purchased that was just housed on that PlayStation. They worked something out, but that's where we're going, is all of these digital versions of things. Like, and I, God knows I have lots of digital music because it's just stuff that either it was like, I just want to get it now. Because now I have to kind of burn a CD so I have a digital copy to play in my car. But yeah, like, all of that stuff can just be gone. Like, they can take the rights away. And you can say, well, no, I bought it. And they're like, well, no, you bought the use of it, and now that use is gone. And sure, again, you could have moved it around. You have it on different things. And that's absolutely possible for now. And it's interesting with everyone wanting to just stream music and be on Spotify and stuff. And I get it, because cars don't have CD players anymore. So it's like, does take a little work to kind of put music into a digital format. And then with my car, it has to be in one of a certain number of digital formats or it won't recognize it. Unlike the previous version of the vehicle I had, which recognized all of them. So it is some work. It's easier just to stream stuff. But again, like, what if... I mean, you saw for a while, Beatles didn't want to be on there. Or certain artists were like, no, we're good. Or we're going to be exclusive to this other format. So, God, it's all gated off in some way or another. And the ability to pull a movie off of a shelf and watch it at your leisure and not have to worry about whether or not you have 2 more weeks to watch it before it's pulled from the service. It's pretty cool. Like, it's once upon a time, it was kind of like, you know, geeks would go to geeks' houses and be like, oh man, they have quite a collection. And now it's weird. It's a weird time because it's like, whoa, wow, you have that? Gosh, I didn't think anybody could get that. Like, it's weird. So, man, if you're a film geek like me, Get the physical media you can afford. And again, if you, money ain't free, as it were, so you can get a ton of stuff used on eBay, on Amazon used, on at the local used disc places. Like, they don't buy for crap, but you can find some cool stuff that way. You won't find necessarily the crazy, like, Scream Factory, Vinegar Syndrome, blah, blah, blah. Generally won't at, like, physical stores, because they're probably selling that online, honestly. But you can still find a lot of great stuff, just like, you know, oh gosh, I love Tron. I want to have a copy of Tron. Just go and buy a copy of Tron. It's great to be a geek. It's a great time to be a geek, but man, it's getting scary. Needlessly so. Friend, I hope you are well. We're inching towards the end of the year. How exciting. I'm Spooky Chris. You can find myself at spookychris.com. Tons of stories, tons of blogs, tons of podcasts. If you like found footage, I review a ton of them. I guess I just work in tons. I will talk to you soon.